the Lord this evening. Say, Father, I worship you, Lord. Just worship the Lord. I want to take the confessions, but I want you to worship the Lord. On our knees, we say, Father, we lift you up. We magnify you. Yes, you are great and you are awesome. We kneel before you because you are the only true God. And we adore you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want us to consider something this evening. Something powerful. The Word of God is powerful, and it is His instrument for changing our lives. We must open up our hearts to the Word of God. Are we okay there? All right. It's important that we understand the place of the Word of God. It's important that we understand, how we open up our hearts when we come to receive God's Word, to the things that He wants to do in our lives. And many times we come to the Word with just the thoughts of changing us and making us better. The Word of God makes me better. The Word of God improves my life. The Word of God will correct me. And many times, because we have the notion that in a word church we get the word people become somehow they're no longer open to the power of God. It's as if we separate the Word of God from God. You know, and that is an error, and that's something I want us to look at today. We must release our hearts, open up our hearts to the Word of God, with the understanding that His Word works powerfully. That His Word works powerfully. In fact, the transformation in our lives, when we talk about being changed by the Word of God, let's say maybe someone successfully deals with anger or lust or greed, and he deals with these things from the Word of God, by the Word of God, it's a miracle in itself, and that tells us how powerful the Word of God is. That is, we should see that like that. And so I want us to open up our heart. I want us to understand, go further in this conversation, that the Word of God is powerful and produces miracles in our lives. The Bible says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Right? In Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. Can you please move to Hebrews chapter number 4? This is not my text, but it's important that we see the Word of God for what it is. In Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 12, the Bible says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So the Word of God has that power to get into your heart and transform your life. And that is true. In that transformation, we see that the Word of God is powerful and works miracles in you. And so that working of that miracle in you, it doesn't stop there. We cannot take the Word of God to help correct us and make us better Christians, better people, and not experience also the power of God. And that's something I want us to look at. You know, we'll look at scriptures and we'll see the Word of God as powerful. I want us as Word people to open our hearts and begin to expect miracles. The key to receiving miracles from the Word of God and power from the Word of God is to expect it. I'm saying this to say, when we come to the Word of God, like just now, you see what I read just now about the scripture. The Bible says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's like, oh, I'm coming to the Word of God, and this is what I expect. I expect the Word of God to change me. I expect the Word of God to correct me. I expect the word of God to open my eyes to see faults here. I expect the word of God to open my eyes to see or to know who I am in Christ Jesus. Then you say, Shepherd, I need to adjust so that I say it's powerful. Like that. We are already okay and used to that. We already take that as, all right, that is correct. That is what I am coming for. But the issue is we must broaden our expectations to receiving prophetic insights, to receiving the word of God, and allowing that word to do something also in our lives. Not just the fast, quick and active where we are talking about within. Thank you, Pastor. Not just within us, but in our lives around us. You see, it's easy for me to talk to world people and to say this is what the word of God is saying, and then they say, oh, it's quick and active. It works in your heart. It will break this, it will break that. But what about that word of God also breaking situations and opening doors for you? What about you reading a scripture, and then you are seeing that scripture, and you are seeing yourself in light of that scripture, and you are harnessing and taking that scripture and say, now this is a reality in my life, in this situation that I am in. That's what I'm trying to say. This is now a reality in this situation of my life. If you say this is a reality in my heart because Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and so he dealt with the flesh. He dealt with the flesh, and so I am crucified with Christ. So this lust and this greed and these things in my heart and this wickedness in my heart, it is no. It cannot stay. You see, because you are getting that insight from the word of God. Now, I am saying that same word of God speaks concerning your situation. And we must expect it to speak also in our lives. We must expect it to speak in that direction also. Not just in the direction of correcting, rebuking, and making us better people, but also in the direction of opening doors and creating miracles in our lives. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I want you to see. Right? That's what I want you to see. So let us look at Luke chapter number 5. I'm going to go to, we're going to be here and there, but let's look at Luke chapter number 5. I think you already see what I'm saying, and you see where I'm going to. Because when we come to the word and we talk about the power of God's word to make us better, world people will say, yes, you know, as I'm reading the word of God, it's changing me. Reading the word of God is doing this in my heart and all that. But somehow, it's as if we're not expecting miracles and power. It's as if we can read some portion of scriptures that talk about us and how the word of God changes us and talks about the power of God's word. We talk about where we are, who we are as touching our position in Christ Jesus. And then we can say, oh, that's where I am, and have that knowledge. And then, but go forward, don't, without seeing the power of it. And that is where there is a challenge. That's what I want us to break free also from that. Again, the basis upon which we can teach this is the word of God. Right? In Luke chapter number 5, and I think from verse number 2, can we look at verse number 2? So we read a portion again. It says, and Jesus, okay, just read from verse number 1. It make it easy for us. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, you see now, as they pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. This is very important that we see that. And saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Oh, I want to bring the word. I want to teach you. So the Bible says in verse number 1, they pressed him for the word of God, right? Verse number 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets for a draught. And let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, again, you see, at thy word, the same word he was teaching just now is the same word that he said, Peter said, all right, I'm going to receive. You see now. So at thy word, I will let down the net. Next verse. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets break. How did the miracle happen? You see, at the word. The same word that he was teaching just now is the same word that produced this miracle. I'm saying now that when we come to the word of God, we must also be able to see scriptures like this. I want to come to the But I want to come to church. I want to receive the word of God and be transformed by the word of God. I want to learn. But the issue is that we learn, but we not also see miracles from the word. It just becomes a school. That is a problem with the word, with in quote, a word church. I say in quote because really a word church must be balanced. If we are just now learning. I'm learning. So you see that the same word, I'm trying to show you the same. The same word that he taught is the same word at that word that produced these miracles. So when you read that, you say, I've learned so much from the word of God. Now, when you see something like that, you now say, okay, let's go. No. You can see the scripture and say, Lord, your word will work miracles in my job. You see now, you cannot take that same word and also work miracles. So the word of God that works miracles is the same word of God that transforms and changes your heart. So if you tell me, if you are here and you tell me, Pastor, say, what church, let's not deviate, let's try to be, what church? No, if you not tell me that you are receiving the word of God and that word is changing and touching your heart, I'm saying that same word can also now work miracles in your life. That's the problem. When we take the word of God and say it's enough to change our hearts and make us better Christians, oh, there was these desires are changing in my heart. I'm now telling you now that same word can work miracles because in verse number 5 just now, it says, and Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, you see that? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net. So it is the same word. Go to verse number 1. Go to verse number 1. You see now that it is the same word. He says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear what? The word of God. They went to hear the word. And so he gave them the word. This same word producing that they are hearing that is making them better Jews, better people. And then also this same word, Peter says, all right, give this same word. I will act upon it and I will see results. Right? And act upon the word and saw miracles. So the word of God does not only work in our hearts, for lack of better grammar, it also works in our lives. There must be expectation of the word. So as I'm reading the Bible, as I'm looking at the miracles in the scripture, I am able to take those words also and receive them for myself and receive miracles in my life. Not to restrict the flow of God's word just into my heart and then just leave it there. Without any expectations for us, for miracles in my life. Are you here? The Bible says in Psalm 107 and verse number 19. If you look at Psalm, let's move quickly to Psalm 107 and verse number 19. You know the scripture. I want us to read verse number 19 and read verse number 20. We'll read it together. Psalm 107 and verse number 19. It says, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distress. So then, this is not a matter of issues in their heart. They want to be transformed. They want something within them. You know, I know that I have anger or there's this bitterness in my heart or these things, you know, or I want to, you know, we are looking and say, I know who I am and you're getting knowledge of your position in Christ Jesus. This is not that issue. They were in a condition of distress. Right? And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Next verse. And he sent his word, and what? He healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So the word of God is powerful enough to come to bring healing and deliverance. The word of God. I'm going to say the word of God. So it is this same word that we learn. This same word that tells us who we are in Christ. It is this same word that delivers us. The key here in word people is expectation. What people have come to tend to take the word of God and say now it is changing me. It is showing me who I am. It is showing. But as if the word of God is not also doing. And that is off. The word of God does not only show. It also does things. I want to say it also does. I'm a preacher. So I have the right. I'm trying to express something very powerful. Something divine. The word of God does not only show, it also does. It also works. Come on, are you getting that?
Yes, sir.
So we must not come to it and say, oh, it just shows us who we are. It shows us, and then it goes. But you see, that's not true. It also operates. It also operates. It says, they say the word of God is quick and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing and dividing and sunder the joint and marrow of the bone and the joint and marrow of the soul and the spirit. You see, it operates. The word of God operates. It also operates. It also does something. It also works. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's not just something that shows us light. It's not just light. It's also an operating instrument that can operate in our situations and can operate in our lives, in our conditions. Like in this with these fellows now. He sent his word and he healed them. He healed their bodies by his word and also delivered them from their destruction. From their destructions. So it also works in my life. So I can take the word of God. It is the word that can also part the Red Sea. It also does those things. It's not just something that I don't receive in my heart that shows me, makes me see, oh, and go. No, it's also a working something. Kalabaso. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So when you take the word of God, as you are taking the word of God, I don't want to do like a debate, just win debate. I want to pose this something to you. I'll pose this stuff to you. That even the way, let me put it that, I think that's the best way. I'll pose this to you that even when you talk about the word of God showing you something, that it's actually showing you and also working in your heart. That's the only way it converts you. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. So the word actually works in your heart. That's the way. So believe that that same word will also work in your situation and conditions. Right? If you believe, if you are a believer and you believe that the word of God works in your heart, I say if it can work in the quantum, in that realm, then it can work in the other realm too now. That your heart is that it divides asunder. Bones and spirit, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It can go there and do that kind of work. I mean, it's so difficult to talk about the separating the soul and spirit. The major one. And then he says it divides it. When the word of God shows up, it does that kind of work. It goes into your heart and corrects you. And then you say, I was reading the scriptures and I just felt that this action, it just broke from me. Power of God, in your heart, Abby. If you can believe that it can work in that quantum level, then why would you tell me the word of God cannot part the sea? Or cannot change the situation, or cannot work in that man's heart. Why do you not go out? You know, I find myself going out. You go out, and I was talking to my wife today. I say, you are going with favor. You know, why don't we? Why is it easy for us to talk about the word of God in our hearts and planted in our hearts, producing, changing me, is changing me. I don't. Have, that's true. I'm not saying that is wrong. I'm saying that we must also come on, say also. We must also see the word of God operating in our situations and delivering us from destructions. Hallelujah. Oh God. You see, you are getting this, right? Delivering us from destruction. The word of God is powerful like that. It can deliver us. So the word of God will not only show us light, and you just see light and see, but you know that, you know, actually, in physics, if you do a little bit of physics, they say and they know now that light actually consists of particles. Particles, actually. Light is not just that light. They say, how does the light move from where it is to that part of the room? It's particles. There are particles in light. You can do that. This is, I'm not telling you authentic physics. I'm not going to go into that physics thing. But somebody said, I want to say, does light consist of particles? Check it out. They tell you. That's it. So, if the word of God just shows light, you know, it just does that, then we'll say, okay, just change, shows us, then we now have to walk our way. No, actually, it works in our hearts, like night. And so now I'm thinking that same word, that same stuff, can also now work in our situations. We must open up our hearts like that and begin to expect the word of God to do those kind of things in our lives. So, will you move with me now to Matthew chapter number 8? Let us just keep going like that. You see something. We're not going to turn there. Just go to Matthew chapter number 8 and look at from verse number 5. But you remember in Hebrews chapter number 4 where the Bible also talks about. I think I taught something in that direction some weeks ago. But where the Bible also talks about today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. If you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. The key and what He gives is His voice, His word. Today. So what you want to send again today is His voice, His word. Because His word is powerful enough to change your situations. If we not just take the word of God to only, okay, just walks in my head, just shows me something and I walk away, then we will begin to see miracles by the word. I mean miracles. We're going to begin to see abundance by the word. Abundance. Situations change. I said situations change by the word of God. He says, the word of God, He says, can walk in the man's heart. The heart of kings is in the hand of the Lord, and he can turn his words wherever he will it. We cannot say, oh, look at that scripture. And then believe that scripture, hold on to that word, and say, Lord, that you receive it. And say, Lord, your word says this. And so you now say, that word will not walk in your situation and touch the heart of that person, and you see results. Are you here? So you can't take it. If you take a scripture like that, and you are a word person, what do you do with that scripture? Word person. What would you do with that scripture? They say, okay, oh, that's good. I know now. You know. And if you believe it, take it, then it will now produce the result in the man's heart. Are you here? And turn the man's heart. And it's possible. That's how you now see a miracle happen. But we believe the word. Everything concerning how He speaks to who we are shows us all that stuff. He shows you that word. Why does he show us that kind of light? The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and He can turn it wherever He will. So why do we just show us? We just say, oh, we now know. God, we must pass not knowing these things. Believing them, receiving them, and using them for our lives. You must take a scripture like that and use it for your lives, and then you see a miracle in your life. See, I'm surprised, and they called me. I thought the man said, you are done. And I took that scripture, I took that word, and then you see a miracle in your life too. Are you here? We're not expecting those things. We're not expecting miracles. What people don't expect miracles. It's funny. You're not expecting miracles. They are what people, they believe the word, but they don't expect anything. And that's the problem. So if you look at Matthew chapter number 8, verse number 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto Him a centurion beseeching Him, next verse, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Next verse. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. You see now. Alright, next verse. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So he says the word of God has potential not just to change my heart, but to heal my servant. Not just to heal my own body, but to heal my servant. But the key to this miracle here is that the man had an expectation of what he wants the word of God to do. He says, now this word I'm looking for is not just a word for my heart. This word I'm looking for is a word to change a situation. You see that now? It's a word to change a situation. I want you to get this. You know we're doing this. But he says, you speak the word only. But the key is that he had an expectation of what he wants the word to do. But many a times, we can have situations, we are bothered about them, we are word people and worshippers, and we can come to him and just open up our hearts to his word and enjoy him and walk, go away without taking a word too for our situation. Because as far as we are concerned, the word of God works in our hearts. Right? So we are concerned. It's word of God in our hearts and not really. But this guy was coming for a word. He was not coming, he didn't want to move Jesus. He said, you don't need to come. If you speak the word, So he was not coming to learn, know who he was. I'm doing that, I know who I am, don't mind me. Although he was not coming for light on the matter. Come on. I need light on the matter. That the word of God will shine light on the matter. Abi? This guy said, I don't need the word of God to shine light on the matter. The matter is obvious. The matter is clear. My servant is sick. You see it now. This is not a matter of light on the matter. I see the matter clearly. But now I need the word of God to come and what? Change the situation. To come and do something in my life, in my situation. So he was coming for the word of God for a situation. So now, I want to say this. I'm trying to say that it can be clear for us. So when I'm also approaching scriptures, when I'm approaching the scripture, I must not only be approaching the scripture for light. You can approach the scripture also, the word of God. You want to get a word, if you hear his voice today, if you hear his voice, you want to also hear his voice today concerning a situation, and you can approach him for a word, for a situation. All right. I think you are getting this, right? So before we say it's a word church, and let me tell you, we just go for the word. Let me tell you, all those things are not important. I'm like, what are you saying? Where the word came, we saw multitude of fish. We see word came again now, we see healing. Why is it that when we come to the word, we see only light? Thank you, Pastor. You are helping me today. Thank you. You are helping me. We see only light. I didn't know what to say. We see only lights and just walk away. No. It has the power and the potency to change our situations just as it changes our hearts. That's what I want you to see that. We'll stay here till we begin to experience miracles by the word of God that you are holding. So that everybody, truly a word church, truly a word church. I mean, I'm saying this from the depth of my heart. This is not out of, anger or something as if you're just messed up. You're doing nonsense. No. I want us to grow. Truly a word church. You have a word that you used. So when someone is coming to testify, he's saying that I was reading in one place. As I was reading in one place, I read this scripture. And Jesus went past by saying, and then he called the man and said, receive your sight. And this man's eyes were open. I said, no. I said, you see now, he's not taking it. He said, so that word now got into my heart. And I took the same word. The same Jesus. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I said, now, in this situation, and I also used the word, and brothers and sisters, see what happened. Are you here? As Pastor was preaching, as was said, and when there was that prophetic word came, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in my life. I said, so that you see now, so somebody can come to a world church, and when I say something like that, he disconnects. His expectations did not come with him for the word of God to do something concerning him. He just came for me to teach something. So when I'm doing, if I'm not teaching, he's a little bit confused. Then goes back. But if you take that prophetic word and this beginning of miracle did Jesus in my life, and then you have a situation. That word works for that situation too. That's a good word. That's a good word too. Right? And then you take that, and then you say, I take this prophetic word. I take this word from the word. So you are coming to the word, and you are taking words also to go and see results in your life, to go and see miracles. But when we come, there's no expectation. We are insured, we are in fact surprised. If we are coming and saying this thing there, and this bit of miracles did Jesus in your life, I'm telling you now, with Jesus in your life, there's miracles. You are like, amen, amen. You just go back. Pastor, just try today, just ginger today, and you know, go. Because all people are just used to light, only light. It just shows us. I like the way you teach. You just teach. When we even come with the word, with the word that you can hold. I mean, when people come out and nobody wants to testify, we'll be expecting that you say, after that service, this service that pastor, when pastor said this, See, what people, we must get used to it. That's the only way we see miracles. I know I'm receiving instruction from the Lord, so I teach. Right? So I teach. I'm teaching this now because we should be in that season. We should be in that season. I teach. So I'm telling you what the Lord is telling us now. What we will come, and then we should get miracles, and the testimony should be, if we're not getting testimonies like this, then it means that we're not coming to the world to take something to go and solve our life's problem. You come here for me to teach you something, but you're not coming here for me to give you a word that you go and use. And that is telling me to tell you that that has to end. As a people, well, I'm coming for you to teach us something. We will not go home. No, I'm coming to bring the word of God to you that you will take. If you have a situation and something that you need to change, as you are hearing the word of God, you take that word of God and say, as you were saying that the doors open and this open, and you're talking about this man and this miracle and this thing and that stuff, and I believe the God of miracles. Come on, if we believe the God of miracles, then we should be seeing miracles in our lives every day, all manner working in our lives. Are you here? That's the kind of church we be. That's what I wanted to see. So this man came and he says, I don't need light. It's not a matter of light. I'm not coming to learn. I'm not coming to learn. I need something. The church, we should learn, which is important, receive light. But we should also, so you see, that we are getting to the middle now, the middle. Some people will just come for, they don't want to know anything about Jesus. They don't want to know anything about who they are and begin to operate and rejoice in the light of God. They just want God to do something. And so we now say, no, away with that. And we now became word people. And our pastor teaches us the word. And then we go. Nothing is changing. We're not taking the word he's teaching us and using it as a sword to change situations. We go. All these other guys, their expectation is so high. So high. They are coming for, problems, challenges, situations. As service is ending, and pastor will say, you are blessed. You are lifted. You are changed. You are blessed. Finish you. Only say the word. My blessing has settled. It's going to finish you. It's going. We just now seem not to have the balance. When I say, Job is talking, blessing them. You are blessed. Every obstacle standing in your way falls now in the name of Jesus. People shout, amen, amen. They go. They are not crazy. They're not crazy. Are you here? The man speaking that word is where is he standing from? What upon what is he standing rather? He's standing upon the word of God. He's speaking the word. But the issue, the key now is the people. They are expecting miracles. Do you understand this? The people are expecting it. They are hungry for it. There's a hunger. So if it's remember, I will say you are blessed. I mean, this week you go out, and every mountain before you bows, it doesn't finish though. I mean, they will see mountain, they'll just be laughing. On Sunday, just now, you heard it. The word from the man of God spoken to me. He said, finish. I'm missing you. And so when we now come to a world church, I will finish teaching the word and say, thank you, Father. I say, this week as you go out, you experience blessings, the power of God. People don't even say amen. People don't even open their mouth. They don't even, just closing service, pastor, and I say all these things and walk away. They just walk away. Then they'll go and have challenges and say, I like my church. Why I don't like my church is that the pastor, your teacher, he doesn't know how to teach. And they say, me. It's not me. I mean, there should be power working in your lives. That power would only go in and walk with expectation. With expectation. So when you are coming to church, you are coming with expectation. You are coming with, I'm receiving so much in my life. You know, I want to turn to Hebrews. I think we've done a lot of Hebrews today. Can we go to Hebrews again? Hebrews chapter number, I think it's in Hebrews chapter number, James. James. James chapter number 1. In verse number 25, in James chapter number 1 and verse number 25, we know the scripture. I just want to say it again. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You know, but there's this part of the scripture when it says, this beginning part, when it says, but whoso looketh into what? The perfect law of liberty. It says it's a law of liberty. But the thing here, it says you are looking at it. Right? So he said, if you are looking at the path, if you are looking into the law of liberty, it's liberating you. That's the idea. You are looking, you're not doing anything. But as you are looking at it, the word of God is that kind of is that powerful, that kind of mirror, that if you come to the word of God with things not properly, not in proper, and you stand in front of it and you are looking at it, it's a perfect law of liberty, it's liberating you. If you are looking at it, I'm not showing you that it's powerful like that. It's doing it. The word of God does. It works. We must not come to it only to show us, because it goes beyond showing us to actually operating on us in our lives and in our situations. Are you here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, it's a perfect law of liberty. So as you are looking at it, because it says the man is looking into the, but it describes it as a perfect law of liberty. As he's looking at it, if he came with chains, the chains would just be falling off. Would be falling off. If it's family issues, work issues, money issues, that issue, they'll just be falling off. I remember sometimes, I even wanted to tell you, there's something I want to talk to you about, but since you're here and we're talking about this, I was laughing. Remember the time when you're talking about your family and that you look at your family, nobody in your family had this, that, and all that kind of stuff. And you say your dad said there's nobody because your sister or so nobody married or something, a long story. We didn't need to do anything. You know what happened? It's nonsense. I say for the word of God, it works. It works in your life. It liberates your family. Liberates your family. Don't say, I should come, say there's a cause. What's that? That's trash. That's trash. As you approach the perfect law of liberty and you are looking at it, and you are expecting those things in your heart, you'll be seeing them. Are you here? The man came to Jesus. He didn't need to do anything. He only needed to get the word. And he saw the miracles in his life. His servant was healed. Are you here? So you don't need to bother. You know, I remember the time when your wife, when you were, I think you still did something that was off. And I was like, seriously? You are the one, the word of faith person, and you are harboring fear. I can't remember now. I think after this service, we need to sit down and talk about it. I remember the time when she was still something you were going to do or something, and you were going to do something, and your wife came to me and she was talking to me about something. I'm like, it's not just serious. I mean, why would you be saying something like that? I can't remember that. I can't remember the whole thing now, but I don't even remember. So I was like, she's coming and saying, I refuse this thing. I'm standing this ground. You are like, we don't know, we don't know. That's trash. No expectation. I'm a word person. I mean, what? Sometimes you could be so worded and miss him. I'm not joking. I know what I just said just now is funny. You say, is it possible? Yes. Could we be so close to God and so we know him too much and miss his power? Yes. Yes. And we box him in. We box him in. We miss his power. We are the one, the word people that don't expect miracles. People that don't know anything. They don't know anything. They just know what they want. Yes, they don't know anything. They just know what they want from God. And they say, if he says it, that settled it, and they walk away. We are what people, and we say, there are many, so you have to understand, has he entered, you try to meditate, care. Only speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. When I came here, he said, at thy word, I will let down the net. It works. Nobody says meditation, but we have to use the three steps of meditation. Three steps. There's muttering, There is speaking under your breath. There is mind. I mean, what are you saying? And the reason why I'm not getting the miracle is because I've not moved from step one to step two. We have taught people out of miracle. I'm not joking. It is real. We've taught people out of miracle and power. We've taught them. We've taught them out of simply taking the word of God. Simply having an expectation, taking the word of God and producing results. Simple. We've taught people out of the word of God. I know the reason why it has not happened. No, there has to be sufficient meditation. Sufficient. When you come to it, did you have an expectation in your heart? Somebody says, Pastor, you see, I just heard this man of God say meditation is bad. You're not hearing me. I'm only saying we couldn't get so close to him and begin to learn the principles and the keys and the steps and miss it. Whereas somebody just comes for the word and gets miracle. The same person just comes for the word and his heart is changed. You see, someone just comes and pays attention to the word and receives the word and becomes a different person. And let me say it's a different person. Let me even take this situation. And imagine someone just coming without knowing too much word, but believe that pastor has said these things. And I don't believe that these things can happen in my life. This thing, no. I'm not a part of that family nonsense. And as naive as it is, just walks away. But someone that is worded, we still cautious and missing. And you're like, how does that happen? That's what I'm trying to show you. We are not so worded that we miss God. It now looks as if it's just for him to be talking. Just be talking. Ha! I like the talking. Very beautiful. We're not expecting his talk to produce any result. Jesus, when Jesus went finished with that man, George the man, Jesus, he didn't even start talking anything. He just stopped. Go back to Matthew chapter 8. Let's look at it. Look at it. Say, hey! He doesn't say, great faith. The first of all, he didn't even attack. He was not rushing. Next verse. Let's just go to the next verse. We read verse 8. Let's go to verse 9. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I said to this man, go, and he goeth, and I to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Next verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed him. He didn't address the man. What am I trying to tell you? So simple. He didn't even say, I speak the word, Kalito Pico. He didn't do anything. He just said, the man standing there, say, hey, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith in Israel. No, not in Israel. You never say anything. Next verse. And I say unto you, that many shall come from east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. They are sitting down, they are enjoying. That to sit down, is that they are eating. If you go to somebody's side and say, please come and sit down. You start now, that's where you enter. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see the problem? And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. You see that now? Word, so powerful. The key, expectation. That you come expecting, you open the scriptures expecting to hear a voice, hear a word, and then take that word and use it in your life. Just the way you take that word and apply it into your heart. Just the way you take that word and know. And when you know, you say, oh, this is who I am. Oh, this is what I have. Oh, and go. Fine. Take that word and walk and see miracles in your life. It's the word of God. Are you here? The same word will do things in your life. So you just be in this service. In that time. And you know, someone say it's favor. You know, favor in this meeting, favor. Say healing in this meeting, just like that. Say, you know, I'm supposed to be talking, we're talking about all this healing. And then you stop and say, I say in the name of Jesus. Me too. What does the word of God say concerning my life? By his stripes you were healed. And you say in the name of Jesus, you lay hold of that word. And then you go with it. It works. The word of God works. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I really want us to continue in this direction next few weeks. Continue in these directions, looking at the power of the word of God. We're not just saying the word of God just shows us light. I think that's one of the best things we could say we take from it. Not just showing us, but also doing things for us in our lives. It works. If we say the word, you're not saying, okay, you're not sure, but it works in my heart. I'm saying the word of God works also in your situation. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. His word also did that. He healed their bodies, delivered them from their destruction also. The word of God, the man received, is not for his own body. It's for the word for the body of his servants. He just needed to get the word and to believe. He just believed it and took it. He didn't know too much. He didn't know too much. He just prayed. Someone just comes to church and just have these needs. And then comes to church and then bows his head and prays earnestly. It just goes away. Gets resolved. Sometimes it's as if the people who just come to him with expectations and all that stuff, saying that he will do this, they just get the thing and walk away. Someone just be in church for long and is consuming the word. Instead, the word of God is actually just becoming stale. Okay, I like it. You are helping me in this service. You don't know how much you are helping me. It just becomes normal. It's just normal. They just say, just go. Just imagine the woman with the flow of blood. She heard things. And she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, based on the things she heard. So if we are hearing the word of God, we'll come down to this next week. If we are hearing the word of God, what are we doing with it? What is happening in our hearts? Are we just learning things that we're not going to use? Even if we not teach things that you should know, you not say, boy, what a great teaching. But you're not going to use it. If you are hearing stuff, then it should be something to go and use. Because the woman heard these things. She heard things, and then she said, I'm going to do this thing. If based on all the things I've heard, I've finished reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts of the Apostles. She heard a portion of those things. You have read the whole book. You have read her own story, John. Her own story was not a part of the matter because she was the one that was going for the healing. So what she heard is she didn't hear her own. You didn't get that part. She heard like three or four stories. That's what she heard. That this man, he's very powerful. This man, he hit one man like that. No, bro. He said, this man, that's how. That word, did he say he's the one that did it? He says he's the one that did it. No, he said, are you sure? We don't know. They bought it. They didn't buy it. That one will pass. He said, okay. Imagine, because that would have been some debate. Because some people knew it was Jesus. Some people didn't know it was Jesus. The servants would have gone and said it was Jesus. Some people would have said it's a lie. They bought. So she heard that one too and kept one side. That's the first miracle. Then he said, we were all eating 5,000. We ate plenty. Say you ate. Tell of us. Say they buy her. Say they don't buy her. She heard those things. She didn't hear her own miracle touching. Nobody has touched hem of garment ever before. But based on what she heard, she acted. We have heard all those things and we know they are true. We not even saw somebody who held three of them and went to go and act, touch the hem of God and got healed. We now go away and say, boy, what a wonderful truth. And walk. So what is it causing us to do? No miracles in our lives, but we are what people. We've read the thing, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Brothers and sisters, it is this day. Today marks a change in our lives. We are living in lives of miracles, a life of power in the name of Jesus. I mean, you are walking in power, you are walking in miracles. Testimonies upon testimonies are bound from your life in the name of Jesus. Angelic ministry, the ministry of all angelic ministry are bound in your life. What testimonies are bound in your life in the name of Jesus? Just like the centurion, you will say. Only say the word. Only the word is enough. It will produce tremendous miracles in your life. In the name of Jesus. I speak concerning healings for your body right now. In the name of Jesus. I say be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. He remains the same yesterday according to his word. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. I say be healed. In the name of Jesus. Favor is upon your head. No man can turn you down in the name of Jesus. Yes, we look and consider that the story in Esther, and we come only from Esther. But what about Mordecai?
What about Mordecai? They planned evil against him, and the evil turned upon the head of Haman. In the name of Jesus, just like in the case of Mordecai, everyone who planned evil against you, the evil will turn upon his head. It's as the word of God says. It is the picture that we have seen. Again, just like Mordecai, he was also favored. Because the king said, look at what this man did for us, and we have not honored him. And he was favored. Just like, I'm telling from the story, from the word of God. I'm saying now I declare that you too, you'll be honored. You too, you'll be remembered. In the name of Jesus. All the good you have done for all these people everywhere that they've forgotten, they will remember. In the name of Jesus. Is it not the Lord that gives dreams? Is it not the Lord that gives dreams? Did it not cause Pharaoh to dream a dream? Is it not the same Lord that did not allow the king to sleep? The same Lord that caused Pharaoh to dream. Is the same God that did not allow Pharaoh to sleep, the king to sleep, and he was reading the books or the accounts of the kings, and that's when he remembered Mordecai. I speak concerning your life too. God will cause people that need to remember you to dream a dream about you. In the name of Jesus. They will dream a dream. They will see you. Say, hey, I don't be forget. When they wake up, they will remember you. In the name of Jesus. And for the ones that will not sleep, they will be turning, they will remember you. Somebody will say, I was just scrolling through my phone. I just saw your name. I say, I must call you. I must do this. I must do that. In the name of Jesus. Everything I've said to, they are inside the word of God. And so they are true. If you expect them, if you believe them and receive them, you will see them also. In the name of Jesus. And if you are here right now, just like the centurion, and if somebody else is at home sick, somebody is at home, he's away, and he's not so well. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing for that body now. In the name of Jesus, if you believe for that person, so also just like the centurion went away and the servant was made whole that same hour. The same thing will happen now in this situation. In the name of Jesus. It's according to the word of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come on, give God praise in the house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Your word works miracles. Your word lightens our paths and also works miracles in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give God praise in the house.